In March, a deadly fire swept through a row house in North Philadelphia, killing four people. City officials say the home was a rooming house, illegally carved into six apartments. In reaction, Licenses and Inspections Commissioner Dave Perry says the city needs to radically rewrite its zoning code to make room for more legal housing. Jake Blumgart of WHYY's Plan Philly has the story.
Commissioner Dave Perry says his agency responds to more than 500 complaints about illegal rooming houses every year. This kind of off-the-books affordable housing can be dangerous, as landlords install wiring without permits and avoid the fire code. But Perry believes these makeshift apartment buildings are here to stay, so we need to legalize them in order to regulate them.
So we have an affordable housing crisis, but yet we have a prohibition against establishing the most inexpensive form of housing in the areas where they're needed the most.
This proposal is more radical than it sounds. Local politicians are most responsive to homeowner groups who fiercely oppose rooming houses. As a result, since the invention of zoning in the 1920s, most cities have outlawed rooming houses. But the Manhattan Institute's Alex Armlovich says they were historically very common.
All the way back to the founding, it's been part of the American housing fabric. When Ben Franklin moved from Philadelphia to Boston as a teenager, his first place of dwelling was a boarding house. And actually, a number of the founding fathers at the Constitutional Convention also stayed in congregate housing in Philadelphia.
These days, Philly mostly only allows rooming houses in neighborhoods that are zoned for the highest density. Most of these places are downtown, where those who need rooming houses the most could never afford to live. That's why Commissioner Perry wants City Council to rewrite the zoning code to allow more legal rooming houses in residential neighborhoods. He says it's the only realistic thing to do in a city where more than 100,000 people live on less than $10,000 a year.
Yeah, I think initially there will be resistance because there's kind of a stigma around rooming houses, but I think we need to start a dialogue. So if it's out there and there's a demand for it, it behooves us to figure out a way of properly regulating it.
Perry hopes to see bills introduced at City Council's fall session. Jake Blumgart, WHYY News.